Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Missing out, dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Well, it's Roadshow number one from Brattleboro, Vermont, and Chime, you're great job. You cannot, we can't be in Brattleboro, Vermont, and not play that song as a rejoin. So thanks for being here this morning. Great crowd. There's even a sign. Look at that. We drove 75 miles in, I can't read it because I'm old, in our 18-wheeler to get to Vermont. Look at that. We know it's nuts. That's a great sign. That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
It's pink, too.
Okay. We got to where's Ken? Where's Ken Laird? We need one of those WEEI trucker hats for the pickup, for the gas-guzzling pickup truck. What? They're not in yet?
What else?
Tell me we had trucker hats again?
Jeez.
All right, round of applause for the bland man.
Great outfit, Ken.
Balls, yeah.
Great outfit.
Ken, you look great. Yeah.
Next step for the road shows for next year, we do a game day level bring your own sign, like it's college game day.
Okay.
Everybody's got to bring in some poster
board. That's a good idea. Yeah.
They might be the first.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Well done. What it did for college football.
All right, well, we're going to try guest leads. So hopefully some of you brought a lead, and we'll give you a minute or two here. The microphone is right there. Step right up if you have a lead. It's obvious. I mean, it's where the Patriots made the pick of a century, good or bad. So we certainly want your feedback on Drake May and on any and all things. And you, sir, can go first. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
What's your name?
Jim. I'm from Jamaica, Vermont. So okay. Brattleboro is kind of like the big metropolis for me. So it's nice to get away to the city.
The city of Brattleboro, there's 100 people in, and Jamaica has 10 or whatever.
Me and my neighbor.
Okay.
Wagwan, man.
Not that Jamaica.
Yes. All right. Your guest lead this morning?
Well, first off, Curtis, congratulations on 8 years.
Woo!
That's awesome. I'm Jim. I love that you have a son named James, and when he says Wiggy shows, nothing better. Now to my lead. What were the Patriots doing this whole free agency season? If they need to build a supposed ecosystem and they had a plan to get a quarterback at number three, why weren't you going out and spend that little bit of extra money on Calvin Ridley? Why weren't you going out and getting that offensive lineman? You'd already have some other pieces around him, and you'd already have this ecosystem going. So it's great that they did what they did last night, but what were they doing the last 4 months?
That's a great lead.
Excellent
round, round of applause.
Well, Calvin Ridley's girlfriend slash wife didn't want to
come. Ridley, so.
Yeah, there he is. What I can't wait to talk to Mayo about is why they choose to make the job more difficult. Like, it's already really hard. Like, the 49ers have done it about as well as you can. And they still haven't won it. They've been to two Super Bowls. They've been to an NFC Championship. They haven't won a championship. So you look at this roster, the bare minimum was to spend and get a couple of overpriced free agents in here because you have the money, you have the cap room if you still believe in that nonsense, and then you're able to draft and continue to build something. Gerard's
I don't think they can. I don't think it's spending. I don't think free agents want to come here.
It's more than that.
It's all about
money. Wiggy,
I'm not buying that.
You always say it's just about the money, and I understand that. But it's not just about the money when you're looking at a place that you don't think – you're going to a franchise that you don't think is going to be successful in the next 5 years, and you got to live in Attleboro.
Wait a second. Answer me this.
No disrespect to North or South Attleboro.
Where'd Calvin Ridley go?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do they look like they're going to win in the next 4 to 5 years? No. Their quarterback's Will Levis. What do they have over there when you look at
– So what do you think
And not to mention Morgan Wallen's chucking chairs off of buildings.
So do you think it was just the money?
They don't want to spend money. Bottom line. The Patriots don't want to spend money. That's a great lead when you think about it. They didn't go after no offensive lineman. We talked about Tyron Smith, the left
tackle. I can never remember his effing name.
Tyron Smith,
the left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. They did not want to spend money. Even if we talked about Calvin Ridley was out there, we talked about Mike Evans was out there. They did not want to spend money. It has nothing to do with the place because guys are going to play in places like Tennessee, Jacksonville, if you're willing to give them the bread. And it seems like, and I can't wait to ask Mayo, like, other than your own free agents, where was the big splash from other team free agents that we all thought you were going to bring in?
We knew this was going to be an issue because they don't even have to just give them the same amount of cash. They need to give them a bit more for that millionaire's tax situation. So for Calvin Ridley, if your wife, girlfriend is saying to you, no, I don't want to go to New England, if you're getting the money there, you're saying, hey, babe, no, you're going to be fine in New England. I don't care if it's cold because we're making a ton of money.
And there's also not only the millionaire's tax, but there's the package delivery tax and the Uber and Lyft tax.
Maybe they heard about Tibbetts Nut and they were like, I don't know.
There's a new toll that's going to be in place when you drive to Foxborough.
But it's also, you look at Nashville, we went there for the Greg Hill Foundation. Fun town, great place, really, really good brisket. But Boston's a better city than Nashville. I mean,
I don't know. I've never been to Nashville.
I mean, but it's not like you're playing in Appleton, Wisconsin.
If I'm an NFL player, I think I'm choosing Nashville over Boston.
Probably.
Like Nashville
it's always about the money when you're looking at these guys. And everybody says Marvin Harrison. That's great. But yet next year, if they're not willing to spend 50 something million in guaranteed money on Calvin Ridley in the life of his contract, you think they're willing to spend $50 million a year on Dak Prescott?
No.
So think about how much money they're going to have to guarantee Dak. If Kirk Cousins got $100 million, I believe it was $100 million guaranteed, coming off an Achilles at 36 or 37 years old, what do you think Dak Prescott's going to get on the open market as a free agent?
Maybe you can get Kirk Cousins because he's pissed now.
Yeah, but you got to pay him. Are they going to – and see, that's the thing. Are you willing to pay these guys that are going to make your offense a little bit easier for a guy like Drake May?
All right, up next, guest. Ooh, look, it's Neil. A round of applause. Neil,
how you doing?
And I have to issue a correction. I said that Neil was 85 during yesterday's show. He's 83.
Oh,
yeah. So
I'm
aged him.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Well, you look great.
He rides his bike to every road show and has done that in all 3 years of road shows.
And
so.
I need a life. But anyway,
same.
Where's my award?
Oh yeah. We promised him something, Ken. We were going to give him a warm bag of Monica Tibbetts nuts.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those? You don't?
Dry roasted.
all right. Do you have a lead?
It's just concerning how I talked to people last night at the poorhouse, and it's amazing listening to you guys for so many years. It's almost like, you know, I asked Ken, how old's your daughter? I don't know, 7. And, you know, just the stuff we hear every day. James, I've met him at the roadshow in Boston. Sweetheart. Thank God he doesn't look like Kurt.
Yeah. Looks like the mailman.
I love that line you used yesterday with Costas. What was it?
About whether his wife, whether they thought it would, he, the baby would look like
forward,
him or no, the, that, the
is
father.
Is he looking forward to meeting the father?
That's what it was, yeah.
No, you said,
is he going to look like you or the father?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Classic. I used that a couple times yesterday. But you guys are fabulous, and I just enjoy every, it's like wake up every morning with all you guys, you know.
Oh, well, we love waking up with you. Round of applause,
Neil. We love you, Neil.
God bless. Thank you, Neil. All right, step right up. This is your moment here. There's got to be another guest lead or two here in the building. It's open mic. Anything you want. Yes, sir. Step right up there. What's your name?
My name's Charlie.
Where are you from, Charlie?
Okemo Mountain, Ludlow, Vermont.
All right. Ooh, wow. Okay. Huh? All right. Very nice. A lot of skiing up here. Beautiful
exactly.
skiing.
Exactly. And we want to invite you guys up there.
We'd love to. We should do a snow show at Okemo.
Yeah.
We would love to do that.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Is that it? That's your lead?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I was just, my lead is I'm wondering what you guys are thinking about the Celtics. Are we worried?
I'm not worried. I think that was what you said yesterday, a slap in the face for them. Mm-hmm. I think that I stand by that. I think Joe Mazzulla made a massive mistake taking Jaylen Brown out of that, but I think that they come out hot tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't think Miami hits another 23 three-pointers in a game in this series. A
lot of blowback on my guy, P. Pritch.
He had a tough one.
He didn't even take a shot.
No, and he turned the ball over.
Porzingis was a no-show. He's got to shoot more. I think he went 1-for-9. The biggest thing with the Celtics is if you watch that game, it looked like they go, we could just turn it on in the fourth quarter and beat Miami. But Miami, you know, because of the basketball gods, every three-pointer was falling from everybody who was shooting them. So I think that's their wake-up call to go, okay, we can't just turn it on just in case they have another night where
I don't know, I
everything
see,
goes.
Like, on social media and stuff, I see fans who are pissed that they felt like they should have responded more when at Caleb Martin or whatever.
It's kind of.
You think that was an issue?
No, it's kind of like the whole Ryan Reeves stuff and everything. It's like, why get into that when they're just looking for a response that can then – you know, penalize you.
But let's go back to what we said after game one. We played the Code Red audio from Scal. We all sat there like, what an idiot, the Heat. They're going after this giant. They're poking the bear. And then the next night, the Celtics don't even show up.
Right.
And then Forsberg had a great column at NBC Sports Boston where he noted that, I think, 20 shots from three, they do these grading about distance from the shooter defensively.
They didn't close out.
They didn't close out at all. There was all – they had the – 20 wide open 3-point attempts in the game, meaning
that's on Joe Mazzulla.
Well, of course it is. And that's what I'm like. If you're going to say that the team was attacked or provoked at the end of game one, a game they dominated, how do you no show in game two? Mm-hmm. And so I think the Celtics are going to win by double digits tonight. I think they're only like 9-point favorites, which seems low.
Well, they were 14 the other night.
I know,
I
picked them to win
Saturday night, tomorrow night.
I've been on this like Shime run right now where I can't do anything right. But I think they win tomorrow night. I have to imagine they're going to win that game going away.
Shime, where are you betting?
I'm just going to bet on the Celtics every single time, no matter what.
I'm just worried that if they can't roll past the Heat, how are they going to do when they go up against
the
West?
They will.
Yeah.
The Heat's a team that shoots 35% from three-point land during the whole season. They shot 53% the other night. Which
everybody gets one.
Yeah, they're not going to do that again.
They're not going to do that again. And Porzingis is not going to have another night where he goes 1-for-9. I think he had like 4 or 5 points. So I think it's a good slap in the face for them to go, we have to now, if we want to show that we're the best team in the NBA, we can't have these lulls where we're just, you know what, they don't hit three-pointers, so we're not going to close out. They got to do all the extra things, and if they do that, it'll be a gentleman's sweep.
Great lead. Good job. All right.
Okemo.
All right. Were you looking to get – step right up. Good morning.
Form a line like in the office.
Right. What's going on? What's your name?
My
name's
Dwight's John. Got a shirt guy.
What is it?
My name's John. I'm from across the river in Hinsdale, New Hampshire.
Excellent. Thanks for coming out this morning. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Your lead?
My lead is a suggestion for a snow show.
Yeah,
One of my favorite segments you guys do is when you take Wiggy and put him in something that's out of his element, like he went skiing this year.
Yeah,
it's just hilarious. And
brevity, that's another thing that's out of his element.
Right.
I know you have a shack.
I don't know what brevity means, right. But
we'll throw in a thesaurus.
I know you have a shack in Maine.
Yeah.
I have a shack in northern New Hampshire. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm an avid snowmobiler, so my suggestion would be to maybe take Wiggy snowmobiling.
Oh,
see now,
Wiggy, have you ever been snowmobiling?
I have been snowmobiling.
Is there room on the back for him?
Yeah, no.
They do have two-seaters, but it'd be tough to squeeze Wiggy on.
Yeah, no. I like to drive.
He likes to ride B.
Yeah. I don't like to ride, bitch. No. I've done snowmobiling before in Minnesota over frozen lakes.
Oh,
I know how to drive dirt bikes.
You got to go up a mountain, though, side by side.
I'm not going crazy, let's be honest.
No, I think you got to go up a mountain.
No, I'm not going up a mountain.
Did you, Courtney?
I did in Stratton. Yeah. I did in Stratton this past winter, right. And it is scarier than you expect. Yeah. I think you could do it.
No, I'm not going up the mountain, and then, God forbid, the snowmobile falls on me. I'm not dying on the side of a mountain snowmobile.
You'd be amazed at the inclines that you can climb up a mountain to a fire tower
Flat ice as fast as I can go.
Yeah, we'll incorporate that. I think we want to do a couple snow shows in the winter. We did.
Well, we have some fantastic trails in northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire. We don't get that much snow down here anymore. But when I was a kid, we snowmobiled like crazy around this area, state parks and everything.
All right, awesome.
There they have rentals. So it'd be great to have you guys take them snowmobiling.
Let's do it. I'm down.
We're getting closer. One more. We got one more. Either one of you guys, which are.
Hey.
Or yes. That's fine. Yes.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris. Struck. By the way, Chris gave me the shirt.
Yep.
I was going to say, it makes you look swole.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, I love it.
I have a quick lead. I know you guys are going to go to a break. I completely agree with Curtis. I don't like Drake May at all. I really wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. there. The Patriots needed the stars like so badly in New England, and they could have built it around him.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Chris wearing the Jason Tatum twos, I believe. Those sneakers are sick.
Round of applause for all the guest leads.
Woo!
We have to pick a winner. What was your favorite lead out of those?
Mine would be the first one.
I think so, too.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. We have a really cool Greg Hill Roadshow custom logoed cornhole board. From the original corn pole people. Can you give them a round of applause for that? Yeah.
All right. Good job,
pretty
Ken.
Cool.
He's our own corn pole.
Yes. And Ken is displaying, if you could, Ken, the original corn pole.
Vanna's never been whiter.
That eliminates – this is how lazy we are in America. It eliminates the need to bend over and pick your cornhole bags up.
God bless.
Look at that. Isn't
that
amazing?
That's the type of cornhole I
innovation,
play.
Entrepreneurship. Look at that. You don't have to move at all. Nope. You just stand there and use that pole to pick up your bags.
A stationary game gets more lazy.
Awesome prize. We'll give that to Jim.
All right, Jim.
All right.
Good job, Jim.
All right, up next, before you get into the shower this morning, science says not so fast.
Yep.
And we'll get to that news and the rest of the news with Courtney next from Brattleboro, Vermont, Roadshow number one at the Stone Church.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.